Deanna, and this hour is going to be call in. You can call into the program, ask questions. I've been thinking personally a lot lately about mind control, media indoctrination, and propaganda. And what bothers me tremendously is the exploitation of children in the pursuit of profit and other financial resources and the imposition of guilt. All profits, and I remember this, all profits from the Illinois State Lottery were supposed to fund education. It didn't happen. And of course, I've also been thinking quite a bit about the weather, and I'm certain that a lot of the listeners have also been very cognizant and concerned about the weather. I have a clip play, and I think the producer has these clips, but there definitely is a weather modification program. We look at Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, and Hurricane Irma's strong winds and outer rain bands lashed the Florida Keys on Saturday, today, as a Category 3 storm pushed toward the state amid dire warnings of devastated gales, heavy rain, and a potentially deadly storm surge. And there were winds 125 miles per hour, and those lingered along Cuba's northern coast. And we have to look at these things and wonder how these powerful hurricanes are occurring. And then you also have to look at what's going on out west. Montana has been burning for months. There's still no end in sight. This summer, thousands of firefighters and hundreds of Montana National Guard members have been battling the flames of dozens of large and small wildfires across the state. Thousands of people have been affected by evacuations, and two firefighters have lost their lives. Montana is one of the several states experiencing severe fires this year. Blazes flared up and down California from Los Angeles and up to Sacramento, which is where I grew up. This breaks my heart. I love California. I loved California. It was just a beautiful state. And when I hear about the fires, it's heartbreaking. There are wildfires in Idaho, Utah, Oregon, Washington, and other western states have been smothered by smoky, ashy air. I talk to my brother in Nevada every Saturday morning, and he tells me about the smoke that is coming over the mountain. Then Governor Bullock in Montana declared the wildfires a disaster last week, calling this one of the worst fire seasons in the state's history. On Thursday, the National Interagency Fire Center reported Montana has 21 active large fires covering about 438,000 acres. Okay, we are going to play an audio. It is about the CIA director and what he talks and what he said. And he's talking to the Council on Foreign Relations. Okay, do we have that first question?
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations. Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other geoengineering initiatives. Now, I could go on and on and on and on about the things that fascinate me, but rather than talk about them, I thought I'd stop here.
And it's a good place to stop. Yes, there have been, there are weather modification programs, and they have been in place for a long time. And if we remember that Dennis Kucinich talked about this years ago, and I've linked an article on my schedule page to, let's see, what weather manipulation. And it's an article that was written a couple of years ago by globalresearch.ca. And it's a very interesting article, and it references Kucinich and what the situation actually is. And of course, when we look at what is going on, those of us who question what is going on are going to recognize that there's something very different about these storms and very different about the fires. There has always been floods, always been some fire in California. Never, never has it ever been as bad as it is currently, ever. Now, the other thing that I wanted to talk about today, and I appreciate it if you want to call in and talk about these, about the weather or about some of the other things some of the other audio files that I'm going to play, that would be great. We do have one caller. I'll take Russ in Minnesota. Russ?
What you're saying about the weather is absolutely correct. We've never had this type of a rain and such as we've been having lately. This has got CIA's written all over this thing. Now, I saw some video footage from down there in Texas where they're having these hurricanes, and some of the same people in those videos were the same people that were at the Boston Marathon and all of these other mass killings.
Okay, thanks, Russ. All righty. Let's go ahead, and I mentioned the exploitation of children, and the advertisements, the commercials on TV, and I've been watching some of these commercials. Well, I actually pulled them off the internet, but they really impose guilt. And so let's go ahead and play the next one. It's a 1 minute. And then feel free to call in to talk about these things. All righty? Yes.
I have cervical cancer from an infection, human papillomavirus. Who knew HPV could lead to certain cancers? Who knew my risk for HPV would increase as I got older? Who knew that there was something that could have helped protect me from HPV when I was 11 or 12, way before I would even be exposed to it?
Did you know, Mom? Dad?
I was infected with HPV. Maybe my parents didn't know how widespread HPV is. While HPV clears up for most, that wasn't the case for me. Maybe they didn't know I would end up with cancer because of HPV. Maybe if they had known there was a vaccine to help protect me when I was 11 or 12, maybe my parents just didn't know.
Right, Mom? Dad?
What will you say? Don't wait. Talk to your child's doctor today. Learn more at HPV.com.
That is a perfect example of using children, exploiting children for big pharma. And when you see these children, and they're talking, and then they say, "Did you know, Mom?" Well, what are parents going to do? The average parent is going to say, "Oh, I better run to the doctor, and I better give him that Gardasil shot and help them so that my child will not get cancer." It is just amazing. And it reminded me of what is going on currently. There is something called the sugar tax in Cook County, and what the government is, what Cook County is trying to do is to have a tax on soda pop. Now, I don't drink soda pop at all. I haven't had a soda pop for decades. But what they are trying, but a lot of people do drink soda, and it's bound to make an awful lot of money. And so what they are doing is that they have a soda tax or a sugar tax. And again, they are exploiting children. They're lying about what they're going to do with the money, just as they lied about the lottery. When they set up the lottery in Illinois, it was going to bring in millions upon millions of dollars, supposedly all to be used for education in Illinois. I doubt that one single penny of that went for education for children. Okay, so I have a couple of 30-second clips about the soda tax. And listen carefully what they are saying they're going to do with the money. It is a big lie.
When kids drink soda pop, they're getting a lot more than they bargained for. Because just one soda a day can lead to an extra 10 pounds a year. And that leads to some very serious health problems. But the soda tax can make a difference, reducing the epidemic of childhood obesity and diabetes, with the money helping to support Cook County hospitals and health programs. And that's going to help keep our kids a lot healthier.
Okay, and the next one?
Imagine how you would feel if you saw a young child under the age of 5 so obese that they can barely walk. Soda companies are targeting our children, and every day I see the results. Obesity leads to heart disease, kidney disease, diabetes. It makes me angry, and it should make you angry too. The soda tax will mean healthier kids, healthier families, healthier communities. If we don't protect our kids, who will?
Well, how about letting the parents protect the kids? Let the parents protect the kids. Where are these same people? Where are the commercials that talk about vaccines, about saving our children from vaccines? Soda pop? Please. Now, certainly, soda pop is not good for children. But what they are implying is that they are going to use all of this tax money, and they are going to assure the health of children in Cook County. So they're indoctrinating the public to pass this sugar tax by using and exploiting children. Now, Cook County is in serious trouble. Well, every county in Illinois has serious problems, and that all stems back to the government, the way that they have spent the money, to the pensions that Illinois has. It's pretty bad, pretty bad. But to exploit children to get money, which they're doing with the soda tax, and what they did with the HPV virus. Okay, we do have a caller. Let's take Jeff in Idaho, and then we'll hear from George Soros. Okay, Jeff, welcome.
Hi, Deanna. Yeah, the reason why the fires are going on is they're dropping all this lithium and aluminum for the past 10 or 20 years. If you do a radionuclide test of where the smoke fallout comes from these big fires, you're going to see gigantic radioactive plumes that are following the smoke trails. And this is the same thing that they were doing out in Oregon, where they were basically, the BLM was basically lighting. They were using flares. They were using aluminum powder. They were using incendiaries to basically start fires. This is what Tom LaCavera basically filmed in Oregon when he was at the fire station, all right? And this is the reason why he's been incarcerated. So out west, there's all these monoatomic elements that came from seawater, from the great flood when the basin was created, you know, where the Lake Bonneville is.
Right.
You know,
right.
All the Pacific washed over onto the west coast and essentially left all the monoatomic elements that are manna from heaven. And all these guys, the Chinese and all these other guys, are trying to get all, you know, that white powder that you ever see on rocks out in the West Deanna when you lived in Idaho?
Well, I lived in what? Idaho. Yes, I did. I did see it. Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's manna from heaven.
In eastern Idaho.
Yeah. Okay, but here's the thing. Is that's monoatomic elements that are manna from heaven, okay? And so the whole push for getting the people off the western land is to get all that material, okay? And so this is the reason why when the BLM got exposed for doing all this land grabbing, that's when Soros changed the names to Black Lives Matter, right? And this is where all the psychological warfare things are they're trying to do, but they're actually blowing back on all these guys, okay? So So getting back to your other issue that was what you're talking about is most of these metallics they're putting in the air are getting into the body, and what they're doing is they're causing a reverse bias of the body. And from your good friend, Dr. Nancy Turner Banks.
Right.
Okay. That if you go to page 348 of Dr. Clark's The Cure and Prevention of All Cancers and look at the schematic on it, those metals are actually causing reverse bias of the right-hand form of DNA, and causing it to open up and become left-hand, and essentially that's the reverse bias that Dr. Nancy Turner Banks, in her most recent book that you can get for $3.99 on Kindle, documents how the reverse bias of the MTDA reverses its turbine speed backwards.
Wow.
So this is the agenda that they're going through. So for people out there with cancer, if they read Dr. Clark's book, the most important thing is to stop eating the foods that the F. Bushki, the human intestinal parasite, eats, because it's carrying the radioactivity that's making this reverse bias occur. And then what happens is when, you know, like how a car magnet picks up metals, right?
Right.
Well, whenever this parasite is in the area, it basically starts pooping out the wrong polarization of amino acids, and they make all these metals stick together like a big car magnet. So then the body becomes permanently self-polarized, and it starts to have a huge growth rate, but the DNA is going backwards. And this is all the work from Dr. If you just read Dr. and Nancy Turner Banks and Dr. Clark's work. This is essentially what the chemtrail poisoning, what Clint is talking about.
Is that Hilda Clark?
Why they're putting the stuff in the water. Okay, so what I'm saying is Dr. Banks has done an amazing job tracing it back biologically, but it seamlessly ties together with what Dr. Clark's work was.
Right.
So I just wanted to add that from what your comments were today. All this is based on the model I've been working on. It's kind of a lifelong work that I'm kind of finishing up right now. I mentioned a little bit of when Dr. Carlson was on like a few weeks ago, but yeah, this is the genocide weapon that the RBN hosts are trying to fight against, and actually we're making some impact at this point.
Well, it's just amazing to me that it's hard to believe that there are people who would murder and slaughter and destroy
it's real simple.
Good
this
land.
Goes back to
And animals.
Okay, right. Well, here's the thing: is the thuggies essentially would use poop and stuff to poison people on the caravan lines, you know, and take over the thing. And this is what the Satanists have really done.
Yes.
Okay, Deanna, thanks.
You're right. Thanks, okay. Jeff. All righty, we're going to a 3-minute break, and we'll talk about Soros.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is Deanna, and if you'd like to call into the program to make comments about some of the things we've talked about today, feel free to do that by calling 800-313-9443. We talked a little bit about vaccines, and somebody in the chat room mentioned the, let's see, what did they mention? Not Gardasil, but the hepatitis B shot that they want to give children before they even leave the hospital, to infants. And that vaccine lasts for 7 years. And they give this shot, this vaccine, to children, even if both parents do not test negative for hepatitis. This is ridiculous. This is crazy. And there are some hospitals that absolutely demand that the children, the infants, get this vaccine. It's horrible. Okay, if you want to talk about DACA, which is the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, there's been a lot of information on the internet about that recently. And of course, Trump just gave it to Congress to come to a decision within 6 months. It should never have been passed to begin with. Obama actually knew what he was doing when he did this unconstitutional act. He just made it very, very difficult for the president that followed him. And so if you want to talk about that, because, again, you see the exploitation of children. It's pretty bad. All righty. There supposedly is a shocking long-lost George Soros footage. and he laughs about destroying countries. He has no conscience whatsoever. I have a link, a couple of links actually, on the schedule page today that the listeners will want to check, will want to click on. It is amazing how many organizations that George Soros funds. I got an email about 10 days ago where the individual asked me about George Soros, and they said, he had heard that Soros had actually somehow funded Adolf Hitler, which is preposterous. However, in this video, or this audio that you're going to be listening to, he did have he did participate to a certain extent. And anyway, so let's listen to this audio file about George Soros.
Of all the financial titans and philanthropists of the 20th century, none are more complex or mysterious than George Soros. Like Carnegie, J.P. Morgan, and the Rockefellers, he amassed billions through ruthless business decisions, but now George Soros is worried. He thinks the global economy is coming apart at the seams, and that the world needs to be protected from people like George Soros. Right now, his Quantum Group hedge fund moves $14 billion of rich investors' money around the world every day, looking for profits and answering to no one. Soros makes huge bets on whole countries and economies. Last year, when he saw cracks in the Asia boom, he began selling the currency in Thailand. Traders in Hong Kong followed suit, triggering a financial crisis that plunged much of Asia into a depression.
In the last 2 years, you've been blamed for financial collapse of Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, Japan, and Russia.
Yeah, all of the above.
All of the above. Yeah. Are you that powerful?
No, I think there's a great misunderstanding.
The Prime Minister of Malaysia,
yes,
said that the region spent 40 years trying to build up its economy, and along comes a moron like Soros, right, with a lot of money, and it's all over. He called you a criminal.
It's easier for him to blame an outside force than to admit that they were mismanaging their economy and their currency. The French finance minister talked about hanging speculators from lampposts. I think that I've been blamed for everything. I am basically there to make money. I cannot and do not look at the social consequences.
All righty, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and we left off with George Soros saying, literally, that it did not matter to him. The social consequences were not important to him. That's incredible. So let's pick up with where we left off with George Soros.
There to make money. I cannot and do not look at the social consequences of what I do.
What's it like to have a statement that you make have such serious, grievous consequences? I mean, you can, it looks to me like in a number of situations, you can take a position against a currency or make a statement and the whole country falls apart.
Well, it's a tremendous sense of responsibility, actually. And it's also a humbling experience because I am actually trying to do the right thing. And sometimes what I do has an unintended negative consequence, as it did in Russia.
Last month, he brought the First Lady with him for a look at some of the projects his foundation is funding.
This is Mr. George Soros.
While hundreds of thousands of Hungarian Jews were being shipped off to the death camps, George Soros accompanied his phony godfather on his appointed rounds, confiscating property from the Jews. These are pictures from 1944 of what happened to George Soros' friends and neighbors. You're a Hungarian Jew who escaped the Holocaust.
Right.
And you watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
Right. I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made.
In what way?
That one should think ahead, one should understand and anticipate events, and one is threatened. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Not at all. Maybe as a child, you don't see the connection. But it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt.
No.
For example, that I'm Jewish, and here I am watching these people go. I could just as easily be there. I should be there. None of that.
Well, of course, I could be on the other side, or I could be the one from whom the thing is being taken away. But there was no sense that I shouldn't be there, because that was... well, actually, funny way, it's just like in markets, that if I weren't there, of course I wasn't doing it, but somebody else would be taking it away anyhow. In other words, whether I was there or not, I was only a spectator, the property was being taken away.
Are you religious?
No.
Do you believe in God?
No.
Soros told us he believes God was created by man, not the other way around, which may be why he thinks he can smooth out the world's imperfections. Part of the reason he is so rich is that the Soros hedge funds operate offshore in the Netherlands Antilles to avoid scrutiny by the Securities and Exchange Commission. So even while Soros tells Congress and the Treasury that hedge funds must be regulated to stop the global crisis, he's avoiding the rules.
Why is it that that Americans can't invest in the Quantum Fund? That's an offshore fund. Why is that?
Because the fund is not registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. We are not
licensed to do business in the United States.
That's right.
Because?
Because we are not registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Because we find it more convenient to operate without it.
So in some ways it's to escape regulation.
Yeah, that's right.
But you've been sitting here talking about the need for regulation.
Yes, and whatever regulations are imposed, we will obey. We already.
One of your money manager told us that you know, George really does think he's a god.
Alrighty, I think we've got the best part here. His family was not practicing; they were not practicing Jews, and of course I have differences of opinion about the so-called Holocaust and whatnot. But what a horrid, evil person! Okay, let's talk with John in Texas. John?
Hello. I got a question concerning what happened in Charleston back in 2015.
Okay.
It's about Dylan Storm Roof. Is he a real person that actually exists in three dimensions? I mean, has anyone able to verify who his parents are? Or...
The only thing that I know about this situation is from Dave Martin's research, and from the we spent the first 2 hours talking about this, and I don't know that he
Well, certainly he has questions about it also. And if he is mentally ill, which is the implication, then I don't know how they're going to bring him to trial.
Which means they'll bury him in a hole never to come out again or say anything, I suppose, which implies that.
Probably.
Because there's people that have tried to trace him, and there's one thing is they've never had anyone claiming to be a family of him, member of his, come out openly and speak and admit it or say that they were, at least not, and we don't have, has anyone ever published any photographs of his mother or father or grandparents or any close relatives?
That I couldn't say, because I actually did not do any research on that. As you suggest, this is all very suspicious. And as Dave has suggested, yes, it was very suspicious. So.
Anything in Ancestry.com?
I haven't looked. I have not looked. But that would certainly be the place to start. When you look at, when you're researching anything, you have to look at both sides. You cannot get a real view of anything unless you look at both sides. So I would suggest that you do look at Ancestry and do attempt to find something about this person and evaluate it.
Mm-hmm.
Just do some heavy-duty research on yourself and be objective.
I'm wondering if this name wasn't just lifted off a tombstone.
It might have been. So that would be the place to start, certainly.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess another thing would be possibly to find out if he's had any medical history or any doctors or anything. What I'm trying to say is, did this person, you understand what I mean by that he exists in three dimensions?
I understand what you're talking about. And you did also bring up medical history, which there should be some medical history about him. And as far as shootings in general, most of the school shootings were done by people who were on psych drugs. So are you saying that perhaps this person was also on psych drugs? So you'd have to really do, first of all, to determine whether he existed before the fact, and then to look at every record, every possible record of him. And if you can't find anything, then it's certainly even more suspicious than you suggest.
What telltale signs other than suggest that he is a real person?
Well, if you can't find any information about him, if there's no birth record, no records to indicate that he lived or that he existed. Now, I did genealogical research for a number of years, and I was in National Archives. I spent days, day after day after day in National Archives. I can't tell you how many hundreds of hours I've spent at the National Archives doing original research and looking at court records and documents and property records and probate records and birth records, all kinds of records. The records exist. Everybody leaves a paper trail. Anybody that is born in this country leaves a paper trail. Everyone.
And if you can't find a paper trail for somebody, you have to ask, did this person really exist? So start with his name and go with that. Go from there.
Yeah, okay. You have to probably go to South Carolina. It's just that I've seen people posting stuff on YouTube about him from a long time ago that looked into him, trying to look, and they can't seem to find him. But I
hate
that's not the place then.
I hate to suggest that YouTube is not a good source, but it is not a good source. I'm currently reading a book by somebody that was highly recommended to me. I'm not going to give the name. But one of his footnotes for a source that he used to make a very deceptive claim was a YouTube video. And people who use YouTube videos as sources, I'm sorry, but they're just not good sources. There are primary sources, and there are compiled sources. A compiled source is somebody that compiles a bunch of what they call information together. I'm not going to say facts. A bunch of information together. You don't know where they got that information. It's a compiled source. It's not reliable. The primary source is birth records, death records, medical records, probate records, primary sources. That is real research, not YouTube videos.
Public record stuff.
Yes, and then you'll find the person say, oh, but you can't trust government records. Well, then, you can't trust anything. You can't trust that you're a person. It takes hundreds of people, thousands of people, millions of people to create records. The government can't even put up a website in any reasonable way. They can't even coordinate getting up a website. The government has good people. They have resources, but they're not that good about collaborating on certain things. So you have to take all that in mind. And you cannot say, well, gosh, there's 1,000 people that they paid off to lie, or 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even get 12 people not to say something if they know a secret. It's going to come out. So, anyway, that's where I would start. Okay.
Okay. But it's just that the thing is, I've never heard any of anybody that's ever actually gone
known
and researched him personally, is what I mean.
Okay.
Few people.
I don't know. But,
I mean,
you do it. You do it. Okay, I do have some other callers, so I'm going to cut you free here. Thanks for calling. Okay, let's talk to Rob in Illinois. Rob?
Hey, Deanna. Well, who is he trying to research? I missed the beginning of that call.
The fellow that killed the people in the church in Charleston.
Oh, Dylan Roof?
Yeah, Dylan Roof, yeah.
Right, and, you know, as your first guest, DC Dave, was talking about how they went to his house and they interviewed him, and then he had Confederate flags conveniently
weird.
All over the place.
Weird stuff.
Well, here's the thing about that one, you know, and that's not what I called, but, you know, I was reading the articles how all this Confederate stuff was going on, but, you know, back in 2015, the summer of 2015, when the Dylan Roof, you get interviews with Nikki Haley, and Nikki Haley's like, well, Nikki Haley saw photos of him with the Confederate flag, and that's what inspired her to do this. And she couldn't look her kids in the eyes with knowing this is going on, so she had to make a thing about it, you know. But yet, there, with all the stuff she's saying in this interview, here she is. Mm-hmm. She couldn't look her kids in the face because of this happening. But at the same time, she is today an agent of Israel in the United Nations, like being a warmonger. We got to go after him. We got to kill him. We got to get him. We got to do this. We got to do that. How could you look at your kids in the face on that? Nikki Haley is such a fraud, an agent of Israel. It's so sickening.
I agree with you completely, Rob. I agree with you completely.
Anyway, that's not why I called. Man, that just burned me up.
But that's okay. You can have a rant. It's all right. We're coming up on a break, so we'll hold you over. But go ahead and start with what you want to say.
You know, Soros' real last name is, that's what I thought your guy was talking about. His real last name is Schwartz, from my understanding.
I have his history up here. Let's see. What was his real last name?
Giorgio Schwartz, I thought it was.
Let's see. Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes. I'll try and get his name.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and we have Rob from Illinois. And you are right. George Soros was born to Tivadar and Erzsébet Schwartz, non-practicing Jews in Budapest, Hungary, on August 12, 1930. His father was an attorney, and they decided that they were going to break up the family and leave Hungary, and they chose a family name, Soros, which means will soar. Interesting.
Yeah, we're sore. We're sore. They lose sores, all right? No, there's actually more history to that family. They aren't as, it sounds innocent, simple, but it goes on more than that. I heard another conversation with people talking that seemed to know what they were talking about, that the parents were, the father and whatnot, were actually more involved in a nefarious way, and it's a different story. I can't recall at this point where I heard it, but I'll try and dig it up.
Okay.
Because now I'm curious again. But what's the other reason I called in? With all this, your guy, was it Dave that called in? He started talking about the unnatural disasters, and he mentioned about the hurricanes and the fires.
There was a Russ that called in. Jeff. It was Jeff from Idaho.
The fast talker. He always calls in the Dr. Parker show on Sundays.
Yes, that was Jeff.
Him and Dr. Parker had this tit for tat where they just reply. Jeff's a real fast talker, and he's always throwing in this information because he's like, you know, his time is short with him, and he gets off the phone. Now, he was talking with you. I was hoping he was going to at least extend more, elaborate more what he was talking about, because he did the same thing with you as he does with Dr. Parker. He throws out a bunch of facts and a lot of things he's working on, and then he bolts out of there.
But, that's Jeff.
You know, but that's what we're all asking around, you know, this country and, you know, other places, is what is going on with these tornado hurricanes and what's going on with these fires, because some conversations are having that the solar flares, because there's been a lot of solar flare activity that sparked up these hurricanes. Now, that's one theory. Who knows? Other people are talking about the manipulation and so on and so on. As far as the fires goes, the reasons these fires are there is multiple reasons. Now, he brought in BLM for natural resources, what he's talking about?
Bureau of Land Management. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I mean, there's several reasons for that. They're hurting people. They're getting off the lands. But how these fires are actually starting now, is it arson? Is it, what was he talking about? They're starting with flares, which is technically arson. Someone else mentioned how they can fake lightning.
Lightning, sure.
Fake these lightning strikes, and then they say, oh, it's natural that lightning strikes will have it. And since they've been neglecting all of these lands for so long, it's so easy for them to spark up and whatnot. But, again, was it a natural lightning? Was it caused lightning? Were they out there just lighting up sticks and matches like Jerry Brown would like to do? You know, there's all sorts of reasons. But Dave was on to something. I wanted to hear him out, and then he was in and out before I can...
Yeah, Jeff.
Totally.
I do have that article linked on today's schedule page. If you just visit spingola.com and look on the left for the schedule page, radio schedule, and I do have some information there.
Well, if Jeff's listening now, tomorrow on Parker's show, ask him if he'll let you elaborate more on everything you were started talking about.
Okay.
All right, Deanna. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. I'm sorry I couldn't take that last caller, Chris. But anyway, thank you for joining us today. Take care. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.